Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Gigi in the 561. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for being here. I have just kind of scatter shooting stuff today on the podcast. We are coming up to the end of March. I can't believe that, but we'll be in April pretty soon, which means we are here in Florida. We are going to be soon coming into hurricane season and the end of the what is called the high season here in the Palm Beaches. So people that don't live here full time should be leaving, and that's good for traffic and all sorts of things. And you know, we wish everyone well. The pollen surge is going on right now, and that's not a good thing if you are having allergy problems. The pollen surge is where everything imaginable comes together and it all gets in your head. So that's kind of going on right now. In my scatter shooting podcast today, I saw this weird thing. It was like a man had on these thing on his feet, on his shoes. And they're called like heifer feet. In other words, during Prohibition in this country, which I think went on for almost 15 years in the 20s and the first part of the 30s, it ended in the early 1930s, but a lot of the stills were out in random fields, kind of like drug labs are now. And so in order to throw off the feds, as it were, they had these things on the bottom of their shoes that look like cattle feet, so they were hard to track. And when you turn these shoes over, they look exactly like that. They're just like a cow foot. It's very weird. People are so enterprising to get around laws, aren't they? If you have bad handwriting, this is good news for you, and I'm taking it with a huge grain of salt. My handwriting is terrible. I'm a right-handed person with a left-handed slant. So I try very hard not to write cursive to anyone who really doesn't know me. I print everything. But Gary and I both have this handwriting that is not really great. But this is the part I'm taking with a grain of salt. Studies have shown if you have really bad handwriting, it means you're smart, supposedly. Your brain is going so fast, your hand can't keep up with it. That's really not true. I'm sorry, maybe for Gary, but for me, no. It's just, I probably should have been left-handed in elementary school. I started first grade at 5, and I don't know what happened, but I slant that cursive as though I'm left-handed, and people go, what is she trying to say to me? What is she trying to say? Smart? Nah. Hidden Valley Ranch dressings. They have come out with 7 new flavors. So if you are a fan of Hidden Valley Ranch dressings, go check it out at the store. 7 new flavors. Have you heard of sandwich dressing? Speaking of dressing, it's not about food, it's about clothes. I've never heard this term. Reading about it and kind of really drilling down, I'm thinking it's just really layered dressing with a new name. This is all the rage. You have to sandwich dress. In other words, pieces of your clothes need to match as though a sandwich, and the other pieces don't match. To me, it's the dumbest thing I've ever read, sandwich dressing. It's sort of like a world gone topsy-turvy with influencers trying to tell people what to wear, what to eat, where to go, when they really don't do it themselves that much. Our world has gone completely, completely crazy. And in a way, it makes you want to get off of reading anything. And that's hard for me because I am a reader. Dollar Tree. Yeah, Dollar Tree is going to get fancy. It's going to get bougie. At Dollar Tree. I enjoy Dollar Tree a bit, and they went to $1.25. Well, now they're gonna take that up many notches, because they're gonna have things very soon, they're going to be $5 and $7. And that's the death of the Dollar Tree, because that's the whole point of the Dollar Tree. You know when you go in there, whatever you put in your basket, it's going to be $1.25. You know how much money you have, whatever. So, anyway, Dollar Tree, taking it to a new level. Here's something that I'm not sure how I feel about this. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme donuts have started a partnership, and it will be launched in Kentucky. I guess the market research has shown this is a good place to start it, kind of in the middle of the country. Maybe Krispy Kreme is really popular in Kentucky. You can get Krispy Kreme donuts a lot of places. You can get them at Walmart. Now, I will admit, back in the day, when the hot light, H-O-T, hot light came on at Krispy Kreme, and there was one that we went to, we were in there like crazy. It's like, oh, those glazed are terrible. Now, at McDonald's, this partnership where they will have donuts, but it's limited. They will only have, right now, just start it off, only 3 flavors. So they're keeping it very limited. But boy, back in the day, I mean, those hot donuts, the glaze, just plain glaze. So we'll see how that goes with McDonald's and Krispy Kreme partnering. McDonald's has many, many more locations than Krispy Kreme. So it'll be interesting to see how they're able to keep up with supply and demand of donuts. We'll see. We'll see how that works. This is kind of a weird thing. It's not really new, but it is kind of new, where ships are powered by wind. And it's these things that come up, they're like vertical wings on a ship. It's not like a sailing ship where you have the mast and they're made out of cloth. These are like wings. They're hard. And they stand straight up on a ship, and then they can be folded down. But they're taking all kinds of ships, not just right now. It's pretty much just commercial shipping, but they're planning to really take this into cruises, on cruise ships. The design is very weird when you look at it, but as cruise ships for leisure fun ships are pressed more and more about their carbon imprint, this will be interesting to see how they take that. And we're going to a conference, or we're supposed to, next month, and I hope that comes up, or I hope that someone, maybe I will, ask the question. Wind power, not in the standard way, but in a new way. I don't know. There's also all kinds of new aviation things going on, as in a new form of blimp that can hold, you know, quite a few passengers. Less than 100 passengers, but they have all kinds of new designs on it, and that won't be launched for a couple years apparently, but all sorts of things going on out there in the world of transportation. But these wind powered ships, in the way that I'm talking about, with these vertical wings, as it were, do go to Google and Google that, ocean powered ships, wind powered ships. And as in wings. See what you think. The photos are very, very weird. Mm-hmm. Now, I am all for fun and devices and all of that. But I just read a story about this new Apple Pro, where it's a massive goggle. We have virtual reality. And these things are big and fit on your head, but these are to wear out and about. It's not just in your home having fun playing games. They are promoting it basically for travel. When you travel, you slap these on and you can do all sorts of stuff while you're on a plane, for example. Well, there are all sorts of issues with that. Apple is really promoting this. They're almost $4,000, number one. And they're very cumbersome. The person reviewing these Apple Pro had a lot of complaints about it, actually, from glitches to the fact that they felt like an idiot walking around an airport with them because no one's doing it yet because they're so expensive. Pretty soon, everybody will have them on. These goggles are so massive, they cover almost your entire face. But basically, they had a lot of technical issues with this. And they're also very hard to travel with. They're cumbersome. They're very cumbersome. So, you know, in a way, you feel like we're going backwards a bit in technology, where you go from very large. My very first cell phone was in a bag. It was literally in a bag, to these really small phones. And now these giant goggles, these Apple Pro goggles that massively cover your face. This reviewer said she felt like people were staring at her and really almost making fun of her, you know, because she felt really out of place wearing these. But she was doing it because she needed to review it. Anyway, we'll see how that goes on the Apple Pro. So that is about it for me today with my scatter shooting podcast. I thank you very much. Let me know what you think about all of this. The bad handwriting, do you have it? Do you think you're smart? Yeah. Sandwich dressing, as in what you're wearing. The marvelous new 7 Ranch flavors of Hidden Valley. Dollar Tree, do you shop there? What do you think? Are you going to go in there and spend $7 on one item because you're Dollar Tree? I don't know. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. More podcasts to come about our recent trip to Tahiti. Much to say about that. And I hope you'll come back for that. Please do look up Gary on All Things Cruise and Splash Magazine Worldwide, because he has a lot of stuff out there, as well as NorthPalmBeachLife.com. These videos always rest there on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as 20 other platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, you name it. These are out there, so I thank you very much. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. And if you're suffering from allergies, I feel your pain. I'm Pam Barker, Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.